Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and where I grew up on the south side of Milwaukee, we used to go out trick-or-treating. We didn't really demand a treat in place of tricking people. It was all pretty innocent in those days. But unfortunately for many people, Halloween has now taken on a much more sinister aspect. It's not just about dressing up and looking for candy. It's not just about scary things, spiders and cobwebs, skeletons and tombstones, witches on brooms and goblins. In some places, Halloween is now referred to as Devil's Night, and houses are set on fire. Several years ago in Saginaw, Michigan, 16 houses were burned. This isn't fun and games. Many people now celebrate Halloween as a feast in honor of the devil, and they celebrate with destruction and death. Halloween is a Christian feast. It comes from All Hallows' Eve, the eve of all hallowed or holy people, what we now call All Saints' Day. Our faith teaches us that the devil is real. He has power, and he is our enemy. He takes good and holy things and twists them to entice people to the dark side. But he's not all-powerful, certainly not the equal of God. Jesus is Lord, and if we stay close to Jesus, we'll be safe. Different saints have compared Satan to a chained dog. He can't hurt you as long as you don't get too close to him. So my suggestion for you this Halloween is to counteract all the dark things of this day with the light of Christ. Stay strong in prayer and ask Saint Michael and his angelic army to help in the fight against evil.
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's Daily Reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.